AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Americans are pausing to celebrate their blessings despite fears of terrorism and racial tensions over fatal police shootings across the country. A record number of police officers patrolled the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
When it comes to the 17 giant character balloons, it seems every child out here has a favorite.
I like the Spider-Man balloon because he's really big and his arms are out, so he's like he's flying over us. It's really cool.
Probably Adventure Time balloon because it's funny and stuff.
Yeah, Snoopy's my favorite.
I like the Adventure Time balloon.
SpongeBob. Because that's what my favorite show is.
Oh, I really like Toothless. He's like my favorite character in How to Train Your Dragon.
SpongeBob.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Julie Walker, New York.
At the White House, the president and his family spent a quiet holiday with a traditional meal, quiet that is, until a man draped in an American flag climbed over the fence, prompting a lockdown at the White House. The Secret Service reports the man was immediately apprehended. The sheriff's office in San Miguel County, Colorado, says two backcountry skiers have a lot to be thankful for. They triggered a massive avalanche yesterday but survived. Spokeswoman Susan Lilly says one of the skiers was swept 1,000 feet down the mountainside.
Tumbled, tomahawked, underneath snow, tumbling down, hitting a couple of rocks.
Authorities say a man has been charged in Louisiana with killing his father and stabbing his mother because they ordered fast food and didn't get any for him. Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to cooperate with the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group. This is AP Radio News. Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson combined for one of the best games of their careers, as they helped the Detroit Lions beat the Philadelphia Eagles 45-14. Stafford tied a career high with 5 touchdown passes, 3 of them to Johnson, who also tied a personal best in the first of 3 NFL games today. The Carolina Panthers lead the Dallas Cowboys 23-3 at the half in the second game, thanks to 3 Tony Romo interceptions. Later, NFC North co-leaders Chicago plays Green Bay.
The Packers snapped a 3-game slide by beating the Vikings last Sunday in Minnesota. Now that they are on top of the NFC North, they'd like to stay there by making it a season sweep of the rival Chicago Bears Thanksgiving night at Lambeau Field. Bears come in 4-6 after a 2-point loss to Denver. It'll be a special halftime as the Packers will formally retire Brett Favre's number 4 jersey. And at Favre's suggestion, Hall of Famer Bart Starr, recovering from a series of health issues, will also be on hand. Mark Daniels, Green Bay.